Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of Skinny on Beauty, the only show that brings art and beauty together in some sort of crazy collision here. I don't know what it is, but it's always interesting with your host, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Cheryl Hawley. If you are local to Orange County, I know that you have seen my guest on local events around the area. Her latest appearance was at OC Fashion Week. She was also at StyleCon. Her name is Nasim Karina Nelson. Please help me welcome Nasim to the show. Nasim is the founder and creative visionaire of Labrisa Designs. She designs jewelry for the body and then also is known for her choker and
hand chains.
She's been featured in Sports Illustrated, People Magazine, Maxim Magazine, and our favorite here in Orange County, which is a locale magazine. So thank you so much for being on the show, Nasim. And we're happy to have Nikisa here, too, who's also your model and your sister.
Yeah, I'm really lucky.
Yes. So I'm excited to just dive right in. But we wanted to talk more about what was going on with Labrisa Designs. And it's such a unique name. How did you think of that name?
Okay, so I wanted to pick a name that I could use forever, no matter what happened. If I went into another venture, that would mean something in my life forever. So I'm half Colombian and half Persian, and my name in Farsi means the breeze, and so in Spanish, ooh, it's Labrisa. So Labrisa Designs.
Oh, fantastic. I love that. Yes, very sexy language there,
too,
right?
Do you speak both languages?
I speak Spanish, and I understand Farsi.
Wow.
Now, you actually had the inspiration to make jewelry at an early age, preteens,
yeah,
way preteens, so
preteen.
9 years old, everyone. She started, actually, you started with fishing wire, right?
And Swarovski crystals like that my grandma had in a bag that I just took and decided to make them because I was allergic to all the jewelry that were like in the kids' stores for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, fishing wire, like I can't be allergic to that. And I tried it and I still have it till this day.
Now, do you remember when she made this piece?
I do.
Yeah.
I was begging her to make it, actually.
And it's a choker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just started from the gate making chokers. And then how did your expression for jewelry making evolve?
Really through travel and through my culture. The first piece that I made like to sell was evil eyes because it's a really big thing in our culture. And it's all about keeping the negative energy away and being protected by something like that was piece of art. So I wanted to have it on me all the time because I was just, you know, in college and going through a lot and getting to a lot of car accidents. So I was like, I should probably protect myself in a pretty way. So I started making it out of evil eyes. That was the first thing. And that's also in my logo. It's the evil eye.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, at the end.
Oh, yeah. I've never noticed that. It's right there, like where a trademark symbol would be, you guys, on the right.
You can see it better on Instagram.
Okay. And so that was part of your business model, like moving forward.
Yeah, it was mainly like the evil eye, and then it started growing, so I started adding more pieces.
Right.
And again, wanting to wear jewelry that's 14 karat gold and diamonds and semi-precious stones that isn't marked up like 20 times like all the stores do. So I don't mark my pieces up that much at all, and it's all genuine crystals and everything, nothing tarnishes. It's all gold filled. So that was getting older, that was the other thing I was running into, was wanting to have like awesome trendy jewelry but being allergic to it and it just breaking and fading, and then I'd have to rebuy it. So I'm like, I want something that lasts for a long time.
What are you allergic to, or what are people allergic to? The certain metals?
Yeah, exactly. The metals.
The fake.
Yeah, like, just all the...
So I'm sure everyone listening knows, like, your fingers will turn
green.
Not orange. There's so much orange around the studio.
Or you'll get, like, a bubbly rash. It's just, like, not fun. Or, like, if you have earrings, I could never wear earrings because it was, like, inside your ear, basically. Like,
right.
The metal that you're
wearing. Is that just the cheap stuff?
Nickel, cheap stuff, like, basically nickel and, like, zinc.
All the expensive stuff is, like, the good stuff.
And
so
then it's way too
expensive. That's all Cheryl brings in here is the good stuff. She's bringing it.
Yeah, Labrisa.
So you guys, tell us more about, like, who you create jewelry for. And if your ideal customer is, you know, just... What, like, age bracket?
Well, that's another thing I strive for, is to have every age be able to wear, like, my jewelry. So if you ever go to my site, I have over 600 pieces ranging from $40 all the way way to $2,400 because of the drug abuse. So the high schoolers, the moms, the college kids, the festival goers, that's my main target. A lot of my stuff is body jewelry, and it's stuff that'll last forever. People really like to invest in their festival outfit.
So tell us about this layering here.
Okay, so I always say the more the merrier. With my pieces, I really put out that goddess vibe. And when you put on a piece of jewelry, it's not just jewelry, it's a state of mind. So I feel like it brings women a lot of confidence. It ups their outfit. Like, all you could be wearing a t-shirt and wear a lariat and a choker and jeans, and that's it. You don't need to do all the extra makeup and your hair. Like, it really adds a lot. It puts a lot of concentration there. I do a lot of custom pieces for people's stones that are like their healing stones. So a lot of rose quartz and opal are my biggest sellers, and amethyst.
Okay, yeah. So I love the layering that you have here, and I do go to festivals too, so I've seen some of the pieces that people wear, and we'll get into the body piece here in a minute. But you do use a lot of golds and metals, and do you find those local?
Yeah, everything's handmade in the U.S., and then I melt and I weld and I cast everything myself, so it's all handmade.
So in 2015, your designs really started to get noticed. At this time, your jewelry was seen in People magazine.
Yeah, and Tiffany Amber Thiessen, that was awesome.
Yes, yes, Tiffany Thiessen, and in several episodes of Bravo, and then also Bikini Fashion for Miami Swim Week.
Yeah, Miami Swim Week was one that really launched me into, like, the fashion world.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Just doing trade shows, like, during Miami Swim Week and doing photo shoots and going to all the runway events really launched Labrisa and got it, like, more to the East Coast and more to, like, the bikini wearers.
Oh, and so is that like where it really launched, and then you took it to the West Coast and started doing Swim Week here in LA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and being in Sports Illustrated was really, really the big one. Like, people just love that.
And that was recent?
That was 2000.
So is that the swimsuit edition? Somebody wore your pieces? Is that it?
Yeah, it was on Gigi Hadid, so that was pretty big for us. LA Swim Week, for example, is where I met Tiffany Thiessen's stylist, and she came up to me. So it's normally stylists approaching me through social media or through events that I'm at. So Fashion Week or any trunk shows that I have, like, locally, there's, like, always somebody there. And I do a lot of Market Week as well, where I sell only to wholesalers. And you get a lot of celebrity stylists that go to that stuff.
And so they literally approach you.
Yeah.
And you started actually noticing this trend and this vibe and got really early on using social media.
Yeah, that's social media. I mean, I've been making handmade jewelry forever. I've had my Etsy, since 2000, I don't know, like two or something. And really right when, Pinterest started and then Instagram started and Twitter, I've been using forever, but it didn't go crazy until Instagram, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. People just go to your site from your bio. They get to see what celebrities are wearing your stuff, and you tag them, and then they go to the celebrity page and actually see it on the celebrity. Mm-hmm. And everything's so instant. Mm-hmm. So Instagram was really a really big thing. I started doing all my boutique shopping at the end of college on Instagram. And so that's when I was like, well, if I'm buying clothes, like, why don't I sell my stuff?
And so did you start that by, like, indexing hashtags, or how did you actually use the search?
In the beginning, it was, like, hashtag central. Like, so many hashtags just to get out there, because everybody uses hashtag as Google on Instagram, basically. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know how to, like, braid your hair with, like, flowers, you do, like, hashtag flower braid, and then all this stuff pops up. So you really want to think of what's trending. There's, like, National Pizza Day, National Sibling Day, like, do that hashtag that day. Do a cool post. Put your jewelry in it, mm-hmm. whatever product you're trying to sell. So it's really like a 24/7 job.
Yeah, no, it is. I know. And it's so funny because a lot of people that aren't in social media, and now it's like a melting pot of industries. I mean, everyone
wants to be on it.
Everyone wants to be on it. I just went to a conference over last weekend, and like literally every single type of sector you can think of was there,
And it's so crazy. When you use mattresses, everything now.
Exactly. It's
saw
crazy.
A mattress one.
It's
like,
crazy.
Wow.
And how people get success on social media is very different, too. Like, you really have to base it off of your fan base.
Yeah, you really also have to be unique And when you do photo shoots, like, you really have to think about your vibe and your style and making it different from what's out there.
Because exactly.
That's the thing I love to say is not so basic. Everything out there is basic, so you want to try to be not so basic.
Right.
That's the way you're going to get recognized. You can do, like, a paragraph of hashtag all the time and still not even get that many likes. You have to change your hashtags. You have to be creative. You can't just go copy and paste the same thing and do that every single time. That's boring. People don't like that. Mm-hmm. You know, integrating music. Basically, integrating life, like, into your product. Doing some shots, like, with food. People love seeing food. Mm-hmm. You want to try to get every single person out.
And you started integrating this more life-type vibe that you're talking about. And I agree with Nassim about, you know, really just being candid in your strategy on social media. But you really started doing this on Snapchat recently,
I actually started getting into Snapchat a year. It's going to be a year now.
And I begged her. She wouldn't even do it before.
She begged me.
It was hard.
It's so funny, though, because a lot of people have to be begged to get on social media. So don't feel bad.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm not doing it. I can't do another thing. It's too much.
I was like, trust me, you'll love it. So she's obsessed.
How far apart are you guys?
9 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I learned literally, like, all my social media tricks.
You look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
That's fantastic. We'll do a skincare episode next.
I'm down.
That's fantastic. Okay, so yeah, so your generation was really the millennials, right?
Yes.
And that's really where, you know, Snapchat is derived from.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I asked her for all my help with that.
Yeah. And so, like, tell us, like, a little bit about Snapchat and why you wanted your sister to get onto it.
It's fun. It's an easy way to connect with people, especially when you're, like, out doing something. And I, you know, like, when you text someone something you're wearing, like, that you just have an instant. Like, now you can even call someone on Snapchat and video time them.
Yeah.
And they'll see everything just, like, in an instant. That's why I love it. Because, personally, I like talking on the phone, but you don't have to, like, talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. You can still have that interaction with
other
people.
That's what I love about it.
Mm-hmm. So, are you talking about the private messages, or what do you mean by the interaction? Just because it's instant?
All of it, like, you in the private messages, you just talk to somebody. But since mine's a business, like, it's open, and anyone can message me if they want, like, about questions about jewelry or anything. And what's really cool is that everything is just for 24 hours. You don't have to, like, double think things or overthink things. Like, and it's there for, like, a split second. And if someone takes a screenshot, it tells you. So that's the other thing that I really like about it versus,
I didn't,
like,
know that.
Oh, you did? That's the fun part about putting, like, Snap codes on my Snapchat. Like,
let's back up a little bit and talk about the Snapchat strategy that you have for Labrisa Designs.
Yeah. So basically, it's like,
I mean, what you want to share.
Well, like you said, with the millennials, like, Snapchat is their life. Like, they put everything on there. Models, like, a lot of women are models just for Snapchat and Instagram, and they make a killing off of it. So they're called ambassadors. And so you have people that, you know, are your Labrisa Designs ambassador, and you give them a code and they post it on their story. Mm-hmm. And then people will take a screenshot of it and use their code, and I'll know from when they do checkout.
Wow,
and
I did not know that screenshot thing.
And it's really
so cool.
So, you don't have to worry about people, like, saving certain pictures, because if, like, it's whatever picture, someone's not going to really screenshot it, but they would screenshot it on Instagram, you know?
Yeah, but so Instagram doesn't tell you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's,
I'm like, how far am I behind here?
Instagram, you can see your story. You can still see who looks at it.
Exactly.
And what's great about that is I can, like, tag the people, so you can click it on the story and it, like, instantly goes to their page.
Yes. Yeah, and I also love that about the stories, because it tells you how many people viewed it. So people go off of likes, I think, too much on things, and, like, oh, this only has so many likes, it's not cool or whatever. So with the Instagram story, what's cool is you can see how many likes you get, like, and you usually will get, or views you get. You'll get more views on that than you get likes, and that's so you know people are actually seeing your stuff, even though they're not liking it, like, they are seeing it.
Right.
So that's what I like about Snapchat. It tells you every single person and who's, like, it's going to, and it gives you, like, more confidence in your product as well. Versus just getting a like on the only 4 likes on Facebook, because Facebook doesn't get that many likes, I feel. Today we're doing a 20% off for everyone that's watching today. So they go to our website, LabrisaDesigns.com, and if they buy anything today, it'll, for the whole month of April, we're actually doing it for festival season.
Okay.
It's 20% off, and the code is Labrisa, LEBRISA, twice. So Labrisa.
So have you had to use ads at all? On Snapchat or Instagram?
Ads, what are those? Ads.
No, none. Okay. And that's what I always tell people.
And that's
like,
so cool.
So awesome. People are on it. It's a great way to reach out to people and to the masses.
Yeah. And so you mentioned Coachella earlier.
Yes.
And
the story.
Our favorite festival season. It's basically like my holiday. It's bigger than like any holiday.
So I haven't been to Coachella in years, and I bet it's changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually changed for like too many people.
That's why I haven't gone.
We went for her 16th birthday in 2006, and that was probably the best experience
ever. Yeah, that was my first time ever.
There was no VIP. Everything was open to everybody. It wasn't as crowded.
Yeah.
And it was pretty...
It was more like... Home.
Like how it's supposed to be. Like hippie, festival-y, like chill. Like not everyone did their makeup.
Right.
Like you wore a lot of jewelry and like cool clothes, but no one really did their face. I remember like no makeup and like whatever hair.
Yeah.
It's like you were there to enjoy and groove out and like not wear shoes. And like now, for me, it's great. I mean, it's turned into like one of the biggest like fashion events of the year.
And
people
you
fly
said,
in from everywhere.
You said you sold your first piece there.
Yeah, so...
That's the story. I keep trying to get out of here.
So I was layering up and it was like 3 a.m. and some British guy like was in love with an opal I was wearing because he just saw it when I was walking by that it was his girlfriend's birthstone. And he's like, I love that. Where'd you get it? And I just told him like, I make them. And I always carry my PayPal swiper with me, like always.
Always?
Because people always ask
There's
for
a
like,
lesson.
Where'd you get that? And I'm like, here, do you want it? Like, I made it. And so he bought it for me at like 3 a.m.
on the Coachella.
No,
how cool is that?
Free advertising.
You like it? Here, swipe right there. I'll take it off and give it to you.
And even when he got home, his girlfriend loved it so much, like they bought more from me, and they're from the UK, and it was just him visiting.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm sure she loved the story, too.
Cool.
And so then I started doing styling and pop-up shops, like at Coachella for models and for girls that are going to the fields. Like we do like their hair and makeup and all that stuff, and then I have a booth as well, and I would... sell my stuff there.
And is that expensive to get a booth?
No, you like make connections and network with people. And it is really to be inside on the grounds, but I've always done it like at a private house or like in a hotel.
Right.
You know, like just with a bunch of friends that want stuff and don't have time. A lot of people work. You don't have time to go searching for
stuff. We don't work.
No.
You can't even like drive around to the stores anymore. There's so much traffic.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll come to you. So I do a lot of home trunk shows.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And so one of the big staple pieces, or actually staple jewelry, is at Coachella is body jewelry.
Yeah, body jewelry. So body chains, body bra. The chain bras are just a hit in the last 2 years, just to wear like even under dresses.
So
it kind of started
you.
Coachella
even for Burning Man.
Oh yeah, Burning Man. People
Burning
basically
Man.
Naked.
Have you been?
So, no, I'm scared.
Oh my gosh, no! Don't be scared.
No,
I have so many friends that have gone, and when you go, we're gonna go together.
Okay, obviously.
Okay?
No, you have to go in like
you
a big.
We don't have enough friends that want to go. That's the problem.
I'll introduce you.
Well, the piece Nikisa is wearing is our opal bra chain.
Yes, stand in front of the camera.
It's amazing. It's adjustable. It's stainless steel, so you can wear it in the water.
You got to keep talking into the mic, though, here.
Okay, so the bra part is all stainless steel, so you can wear it in the water and it'll never rust. And then everything else is 925 silver. And then we have the opal pieces in the front.
Stand on your little tippy toes
for all that great, good energy and vibes that you want 24/7. And I like putting it close to your heart because I just feel like it keeps by your soul.
It is awesome. And then show off, if you will, Nassim, just to the camera, show your hand piece that you have there. Yeah, and then come back and tell us since the mic's not with you.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted you guys to see that because I've been staring at it the whole show and I really like it.
So this one I'm wearing is Swarovski crystals and emeralds, and it's gold. And I love hand jewelry. It really came, I think, from like my Middle Eastern background, like seeing it growing up and like hand henna tattoos. We always used to do that. And I never saw people with hand chains, and I'm always trying to wear things that people don't have.
Yeah.
So like the first hand chain I made was like 8 years ago, and now everyone's wearing
That's very Middle Eastern. I see a lot of women with hand chains in Middle Eastern photos and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
And how long does it take you to make like one of your body pieces?
It really depends. Like that one takes a few days, obviously, because it's all handmade, the one that Nikisa's wearing with all the little circles. But they can take like up to 4 hours for one piece, and like taking breaks, it could take like 3 days on that one. We have a lot of like artists, and my grandma's like a ceramic artist. Like she makes a lot of ceramic stuff. So I think it was just in our genes. I really taught myself.
I took one class in Irvine Valley College. I think that's the best way to do it because, you know, I went to school, I got my master's in marketing, but social media marketing was not around at that time, you know?
That's crazy to think of.
I know, it's so crazy. I'm old. So what's really hot selling right now for spring and summer, aside from the
festivals? Chokers.
Okay, so chokers. Yes. I've seen them everywhere.
They literally, I didn't wear chokers growing up because I felt like it made me look like a little girl. So I was getting older. I was like, I don't want to look old. And so I literally just started making them 2 years ago, and I feel like they, like, you just thought I was how old? I don't know. They make you look younger.
Yeah.
They cover the lines that you can't get injected.
And do you have one? I mean, you're trying to hold your hair back. I can't see it in the camera here.
I always wear those, like, stringy chokers.
Oh, the bolos.
Favorite.
The bolos are also, that is
I don't know what that is.
It's a leather strap that you wrap around like a million times. And have, like, daggers at the end. Lariats and chokers. And people like to wear them together. So that's the great part. We do custom stuff.
So what's up next for you? I know that you're doing a show tomorrow, a trunk show, right?
Yeah, in the district at Luella Boutique, and it's
so Tustin, you guys.
Yeah, and it's 4 to 8, and we're gonna have appetizers and cocktails, and it's gonna be really fun pre kickoff for the festival season.
Okay.
And then we have another one on the 11th, which you can find on our Instagram. You have to RSVP because it's at a private mansion in LA.
Not just a house, private. Mansion.
Sorry.
So it's worth it.
It's basically like pre-Coachella what we're doing, and there's going to be like a henna booth, there's going to be a hair and makeup, there's going to be spray
Very
tan,
cool.
clothing, and jewelry, and it's all going to be like at wholesale pricing.
And people would do this prior so they're ready, ready to make the scene, ready to show up.
The week before weekend one.
Yeah.
Okay. And so will you maybe tweet out that link and tag me or send it to me? And then you guys, that way you can RSVP to either one of those. Because I think you have to RSVP to both, right?
Not for tomorrow. Just the 11th.
Okay. And where is tomorrow again? What boutique?
Luella Boutique.
Okay. So we'll tweak some of that stuff out.
And it's on
so
our
that
Instagram, too.
It.
There's a flyer. We're actually in boutiques from here to Australia. We're in Florida, Arkansas, we're Aspen. We're all over the place. And what I do is I make custom orders for boutiques. So everything's available for wholesale on my site. And a lot of people like different kind of jewelries for the type of clientele that they have. So that's why I have my price ranges from $40 to $2,400.
And are there shows you go to get discovered for this stuff?
Market Week is one of the biggest ones that I do, and that's four times a year.
Boutiques around the world come, and they see you, and then they buy your stuff.
Correct.
So tell us what your Instagram handle is.
It's at Labrisa Designs, so Lebrisa Designs, plural, all one word.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And to get more of your, like, layering ideas, just go to your Instagram feed.
Yeah, our Instagram feed is the best way. We do so many photo shoots with different styles and vibes, like from wedding to Coachella to just a bridal shower or a baby shower. We do a lot of custom chokers for moms with their kids,
which are really hot right now.
Which is really big right now.
Okay.
It's like in an old English Gothic letter. It's really cool. You got to check that out on
our
site.
Cool.
It's my passion and my hobby and my everything. So it really does not feel like work. I love
it. And you know what? And social media is fun for you too. And you have your sister to help you out.
We have so much fun together. She does all my trunk shows.
Yeah,
she's
draw
my model
for her sometimes. Like if I want something, I'll draw it out and she'll make it for me, which is great. I literally don't have to like go anywhere anymore.
I'm
very spoiled.
So I end all of my shows with your favorite quote. And so I know that you have a couple. I mean, you can share.
Yeah, my favorite one is one that I have tattooed on my arm in music notes because it's really my favorite. And I like to be reminded of it all the time. It's what will be. Or actually, sorry, it's the best is yet to come.
I like that.
Yeah, because a lot of times I'll get tired. I mean, my fingers are bleeding right now because they're just always cut. And I'm like, oh, I'm over this. And then I look down and that reminds me. Like,
see, that's,
the best
oh my gosh, how cool. I love that. And I'm sorry for your little fingers.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It's worth it.
Something has to suffer.
Right. So we can go to Librisa Designs, which is plural, you guys, .com for more information. She's also on Etsy.
Yeah.
So you can find
the
same.
It links it to Etsy, too.
Oh, it links it to Etsy, too. And you're going to be at Coachella, which actually starts on the 14th. So if you guys...
Of April, for those listening later.
Yes, yes, of April. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm so excited to have you as fans. And until next time, stay beautiful, Orange County.
You've been listening to The Skinny on Beauty, the only show where beauty and art collide, right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.